I want to be your radio BFF. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry, and welcome to the Lisa Berry Show podcast. If you and I've never met before, I'm a radio DJ on a national network of stations across the country, and I decided it might be fun to share some of the highlights from that radio show right here on this podcast. And I'll tell you right now, I am not a 100% put together perfect individual. A lot of times I'm a hot mess, rolling my eyes at how crazy this world is sometimes. I love HGTV and pretty dresses, but I also love to ponder deep things of faith. And if you wanted to spend time with a friend who's probably got a lot of things in common with you, then I think this is going to be a place you feel really comfortable. If you want to learn more about the show, just go to thelisaberryshow.com. Otherwise, let's get started. Well, if you're wanting to start a new hobby that is really a challenging one, you might even be embarrassed to admit it to your friends because they'd be like, okay, you're like too old to start that. You're never going to really be able to be accomplished. Well, don't even pay any attention to that, because one of my Facebook friends decided she wanted to learn the piano. That's not an easy thing to do. And I saw a picture where she put masking tape pieces on every key with the letter names of the notes. I mean, that's like at the very, very beginning. So if she can start at the beginning without embarrassment, you go ahead. So I'm not sure if I'm the only one that this happens to, but you know how you get the frozen chicken breast package? And it looks like it has a resealable Ziploc on the end. Although I've never seen a skinnier Ziploc, and I have never in my entire life been able to reseal that once I opened it. I slide my finger over it, I punch it with my fist, I yell at it. Nothing works. If you're exercising, guess what? There's a much lower chance that you will get Alzheimer's, dementia. In fact, they went so far as to say they have proven exercise is the key to prevention. There's a little hormone called, now I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, irisin or irisin. This is one of those things I looked up on Google and I got five answers of how to pronounce it. Anyway, people who have dementia don't have a lot of that, and people who have healthy brains do have a lot of it. And no, you can't go buy it in a bottle. You just have to exercise to make it get released. That's such good news. So lace up your tennies, and your brain will thank you. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. I'm trying to get better about using stuff in the freezer because, you know, things are expensive now. So why in the world go buy more stuff when I already have stuff in the freezer? In fact, my daughter opened up my refrigerator door and said, Mom, can I organize this? Like, okay. It was really nice, but also hiding a little insult. That's all right. I need help. We all need help, right? I really despise throwing stuff out. And so she goes, Mom, you need to get the stuff that's about to go bad, get that to the front of the fridge and get that to the front of the freezer too. Let's take the freezer challenge. I'm motivated now. If you want to not only help your kids sleep better at night, but also have it be more meaningful, I found out there's certain questions to ask at bedtime that will help. One of them is, what was the best thing about your day? That automatically gets them thinking positive. What was the challenging thing about your day? Helps you to problem solve. The third question is, do you have any questions about the day? And finally, what did you do to show kindness to someone today? And every one of those questions leads to a much more peaceful night's sleep. Do you feel like you're just not all there today? Like you just don't have the energy you did yesterday? That happens. It happened to me too. Let's take our cues from this wise woman.
I don't know if I could be amazing today. I'm too exhausted from being amazing yesterday.
I'm not sure if anybody has ever told you this or given you permission to think this, but it's really true that loving Jesus doesn't always cure suicidal thoughts. It doesn't always cure depression or anxiety or PTSD. You can love Jesus and have a therapist too. You can love Jesus and take medication. Just get whatever help you need because you matter. You matter to God and you matter to other people. And that's the truth. Bob Goff said, "Love is kind. If it's not, it's something else." Have you ever heard of bullet prayers? Hey there, it's Lisa Barry. Kind of sounds violent, doesn't it? But maybe that's appropriate because when you pray, you're doing spiritual battle. But I know it's hard to remember to do those. Like the one area where I do the bullet prayers most often is if I see an ambulance going by, I do a quick bullet prayer for whoever might be inside. But other than that, that's about it. But then I found out from a friend all the little reminders she has. She goes, every time I stop at a stoplight, I use that as a chance to pray. Hearing a certain song on the radio. She goes, when I hear that song, I'm just reminded to pray for a friend in a situation that the song is talking about. Even muting the TV during commercials. Life is busy. I get it. Maybe bullet prayers are the way to go. Hey there, Lisa Barry. If you feel like you're on the verge of cracking, my friend said, you know, for somebody who's not a toddler, I sure do cry a lot. I take naps. I spill things. It's like, you know what? Thank you for saying that because I think a lot of us are feeling the exact same way. If you ever want to brag on your kids for something they did, you go right ahead. I am all ears. There's this one mom who said that her son Matthew was working last night and there was a homeless gentleman in the restaurant. This guy had 50 cents. So he asked Matthew if there was anything on the menu he could buy for 50 cents. Matthew asked him, well, what would you order if you could? And the guy said, anything that would help these hunger pains. So Matthew rung him up for a hearty meal and then used his own debit card to pay for the man's meal. Apparently, there was a woman nearby who was watching all of this. And not only did she write the restaurant parent company to let them know about what Matthew did, the woman also gave Matthew a very generous tip. It was a $100 bill. Is that mama's heart just bursting with pride? Of course. And you are always welcome to call and brag on whoever you want to. 888-311-LISA. I feel so much compassion for people trying to learn the English language. I just had written down in a kind of a jokey text, phony baloney. I'm looking at the word like, if you sound that out with phonetics, that should say pahoni balogna. But it rhymes. It's like, why does it rhyme? How anybody ever learns this language, I don't know. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Lisa. This is Gretchen.
Hi.
I was listening yesterday to the show, and my boys were in the car with me as well. And we heard just the teaser of the three things that we need to say to our kids each day. Mm-hmm. But then we were going to be ending our time in the car. And so we just decided as a family, we should guess what the three things were. So they were pretty sure. And I guessed, of course, the things that I thought they were. But then these were the things they kind of thought. It probably was eat more candy every day and make sure you don't brush your teeth. My littlest one said it was going to be that all kids should have a phone and they should be given it on the day they're born.
That is classic. I just love your family. Well, scammers are creative. You got to give them that. I mean, with all the creativity and all the relentless mail they send, you'd think they could get a legitimate job that is not scamming people, but no. So here's one that I have not seen before. This was a text I got that said, USPS package arrived at the warehouse and can't be delivered to me because of an incomplete address. Would I please confirm my address in the link that they sent to me, which is like, whoever heard of that? And then it says, the US Postal Team wishes you a wonderful day. And I'm like, well, that is tricky because We get a lot of packages, but just so you know, if you get a text like that, find a different way to find out if there is a package that is stuck somewhere. Don't follow any link that you get emailed to you or texted to you, because these people are not the U.S. Postal team and they do not wish you a wonderful day. Some days you just have your fill of people, right? They just push you right over the edge. You might appreciate what my Facebook friend Connie said. She needs a leaf blower, but for people. Hey there, I'm Lisa Berry. Do you ever get sucked into these websites that promise that you'll get to plan your whole week of meals? You know, they make it seem so easy. And they show this chart and everything. Well, 3 hours later, I'm still trying to figure out how to put this together and how to figure out what our family likes to eat and then all the groceries. It's like, you know what? Stop. I've stopped just going to those anymore. Here's what I need somebody to tell me. Just tell me how I can make a meal in 6 minutes, because that's really all the time I have. Give me a cookbook that's 3 ingredients or less and you got a deal. You may use grocery pickup. It's just been the most delightful addition to my life. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. But you know, there's something new that at least Walmart is doing. After you place your order, they ask you, would you like us to bag this? Or do you have your own reusable bags? If you do, we'll put the stuff in the bags in your car. And so I thought, well, that's marvelous. We do have reusable bags. And so I clicked that. However, later in the day, my husband offered to pick up the groceries, and I said yes, forgetting to tell him he had to bring all the bags. And so he gets there, and he has no bags, and so the Walmart guy just puts everything in the back of the car. My husband's so confused. And he's driving down the highway, and the bottles are clanking into bottles, and the cans are rolling everywhere. And he gets home, and he goes, look at what happened. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. That is my fault. I was supposed to tell you to bring the bags. And he said, that would have been helpful. How much do you like to be challenged? You know, I love to be encouraged, but there are times I know I need a little bit of a kick in the pants, and I found this. And so brace yourself, because it's a little jarring, but I'm chewing on this. Your competition isn't other people. Your competition is your procrastination, your ego, the unhealthy food you're consuming, the knowledge you neglect, the negative behavior you're nurturing, and your lack of creativity. Did you get knocked to the floor? I did. But wow, there's truth in that. If that is not what you need today, you just throw that right out. That is perfectly fine. But if you do need it, take it. I'm trying to get my muscles stronger, and I think this is a way to do it. Let's be honest. Trying to lose your baby weight after you've had a baby is challenging. I don't know what you did, but here was my idea. I didn't want to just go the conventional route of sit-ups and workouts that way. I thought, you know, I want to do something really different. And one day I saw some people doing jazz tap dancing, and I thought, that looks so cool. That's what I want to do. So I found someone who taught tap dancing in my neighborhood. I went to her house and was down in the basement. This is like this quite old woman. She was probably 80. And I thought, well, I'm going to learn all these fancy jazz tap steps. But no, I mean, she only taught little kids. And so she was teaching me just like I was 5 years old. Swish, swish, step. I took one look at myself in the mirror, a grown woman in a pink leotard and black tap dancing shoes. And I thought, Lisa, you've finally lost it. I walked out of there and I never came back. And the moral of the story is, go ahead and try stuff. If you don't like it, you can quit. I know it is so hard not to know what's God's will and what's the future, but somebody once told me, A door that God closes is far more valuable than 1,000 doors opened by people who can't see the future. Friends are a big deal. I hope you have good friends. I hope you consider me among them. That would be an honor. But how many really good friends do you need? I mean, these are people you can call at 2 in the morning. Apparently, you should have 3 to 5. And you know why you need to have friends? Because loneliness can be as harmful as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And let's face it, you and I need a tribe. We were created to do life with other puzzle pieces that fit into ours. And I just want you to know, I feel totally comfortable calling you at 2 a.m. How does it make you feel when I say these two words, Sadie Hawkins? Hey there, I'm Lisa Berry. It makes me depressed when I think back. Did you ever have a Sadie Hawkins dance in high school? It was the one day that the roles were reversed and the girls could ask the guys to, you know, a dance, a party. I can remember how nervous I was. There was one boy I liked so much, which he didn't know I was alive, really. And so I asked him if he would go to the dance, and he said no. He said he was going fishing, and he never did go fishing. It was just so embarrassing. So I tell you what, though, I gained such an appreciation for what guys have to go through all the time in inviting girls out. And I know that girls do that, too, sometimes. But back then, it was hardly ever a thing. So guys, I give you a high five, a standing ovation, a woot woot, because I don't know how you got up that much courage that many times to date. It's impressive. So there's just a few things that have been on my mind this last week and things I talked about on the radio. Did you know that you could even be a part of my radio show? If you go to thelisaberryshow.com, I'll show you how to do that. I might even buy you a cup of coffee. So take a look there and hit subscribe if you want to hear more of the show. And thank you for being a friend.